Omni-Man grabs the core of Martian Man and rips it out, killing him. Omni-Man punches through Immortal's stomach. War Woman swoops down to attack Omni-Man. He grabs her by the head and breaks her neck. She falls to the ground.
This is the Extra Hot Grape Podcast, episode 399 for sometime in the future. I am Game Master David T. Cole, and I'm here with Speed Round Sarah D. Bunting.
Benson.
And Scorekeeper Tara Ariano.
Oh, simple math.
And Collective Time Knowers, 9 game time contestants.
I am Italy.
Oh, let's go
back.
We have to go back.
Welcome, everybody, to the madness that is this game time special. You've got the EHG gang here with 9, count them, 9 contestants waiting to see who, at the end of this episode, will be our sole surviving winner. So we're going to have 3 games with 3 of them apiece, and then we're going to have the finals to see who is today's true game time champion. And before I go any further, I want to thank a couple of people for their contributions to today's games. We want to thank Brendan Brazier. We want to thank the Brazier for his game. And we want to thank Michelle for her game and Tara Ariano for her game. Without your contributions, today's episode would not be possible. And we thank you. Extra credits to you all. I will be running 3 games. Tara will run one of them. And Tara and Sarah will be lifelines for each of our contestants during the match, except for the match that Tara's running. I will be the lifeline. I apologize in advance.
So do I.
You will get 1 lifeline you could call at any time. It's up to you whether you use it or not. 1 for Tara, 1 for Sarah in each of your first round. So let's get right into it with game number 1. Guys, do you know what time it is?
It's game time.
It's game time. Let's quickly say hello to our round 1 contestants. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
New York.
Excellent. Carrie, where are you from?
Hello, I'm from the great state of Wisconsin.
And rounding out round 1, it is Justine. Hello, Justine.
Howdy, I'm broadcasting from Youngstown, Ohio.
Fantastic. All right, guys, are you ready to get into it? Today's game for our round 1 contestants is Order Up. And it's all about food on TV. I am going to play you an audio clip. And at the end of the audio clip, I'm going to ask you for a particular answer, a particular point of data. You give me that piece of data, you get 1 point. That's all there is to it. There's no hints. You know it or you don't, until a little twist about halfway through. But for now, listen to the clip and then give me the answer I want. That's all there is to it. So let's throw it to Picky to see who will be going first.
We will start with valued guest.
Fantastic. All right. Our order is Laura, Carrie, and Justine. Just the way we introduced them, somehow it worked out that way. Let's get to it with question number 1 for Laura.
You take a hot dog, stuff it with some jack cheese, fold it in a pizza.
What do you got?
Actually, I'll just use my lifeline immediately. Tara, can you tell me what I got?
You've got cheesy blasters.
Correct. Tara, with the lifeline point for Laura. Moving on, this one is for Carrie.
We take 18 ounces of sizzling ground beef. Ooh. And soak it in rich, creamery butter. Then we top it off with bacon, ham, and a fried egg. We call it...
What do they call it?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
You have 2 lifelines at your disposal and a limited number of questions. There's only 18 questions at all, so every point's going to count.
I'm going to save it. I don't know this one. I'm just going to pass.
I'm going to throw it out. Anybody know what that is? What do we call it?
The Good Morning Burger.
The Good Morning Burger, yes, from The Simpsons is correct. All right, Justine, here is your first audio clip.
I can't put a patty on a bun with lettuce, cheese, onions, tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and top bun together in that order.
What is being made there?
That would be a Krabby Patty.
That would be a Krabby Patty. That is correct from SpongeBob SquarePants. Justine on the board. Back to Laura.
The perfect chance to make my patented space age out of this world.
Let's see here. Caramels, waffle batter, liquid smoke.
Ooh, waffle runoff. Fattening.
What type of waffles is Homer Simpson making there? His patented what waffles?
Oh, no, I don't have it. I can't conjure it in my mind.
Anybody know what kind of waffles Homer's making there?
Moon waffles.
Correct.
The moon.
Correct. All right, back to Carrie.
Ingredients. Carrot. Gotta respect that. Damn, Gina!
What is that? Oh, it's mac and cheese, chili, pizza on a bun. It's everything I've wanted to eat for the last 48 hours.
Gina is eating a sloppy what? Sloppy what there from Brooklyn 99.
I have a guess, but I'm going to go to Tara for help, please.
Now, Tara's going to give you an answer. Whether you use it or not is up to you.
I'm going to guess it's a sloppy Gina. Based on context clues, but I do not know.
Okay. Well, my guess was a sloppy Linetti, which is her last name. So Let's go sloppy Linetti.
Bad news is you got it wrong. The good news is Tara also got it wrong. So I don't have to feel bad about that. Anybody know the answer there? That's a sloppy Jessica. A sloppy Jessica.
Oh.
All right. Here is Justine's second audio hint.
A fun and delicious new novelty drink I invented. Cranberry juice, potato vodka, and a bouillon cube. Tastes just like a turkey dinner.
It's like Thanksgiving in my mouth.
Barney from How I Met Your Mother is making a new novelty drink called what, Justine?
I don't want to burn a lifeline just yet, so I'm just going to try to guess the gobbledygooker. I got nothing.
I like that guess. It is incorrect. Anybody know what that is? It is a type of martini. It is a thanks-teeny. A thanks-teeny there for Thanksgiving. We are back to Laura. Here is your next audio clip.
And we have 18 different toppings. We have sweet glaze, cinnamon sugar, chocolate, white chocolate, fudge, M&M's, caramel dip, mint chip, chocolate chip, marshmallows, nuts, toffee nuts, coconut, peanut butter drizzle, Oreo, sprinkles, cotton candy bits, and powdered sugar.
Is there any way that you could do all of them?
The works, you got it.
All right.
What is Michael having the works put upon?
Never watch The Office. I don't know. Is he like a cold stone?
Is not. Anybody know what day it is at the office?
Pretzel day.
Yes, pretzel day. Back to Carrie.
First, there's a layer of lady fingers, then a layer of jam, then custard, which I made from scratch. Then raspberries, more lady fingers, then beef sauteed with peas and onions, and a little bit more custard, and then bananas, and then I just put some whipped cream on top.
What is being incorrectly made in that clip?
Well, she was making a trifle. Isn't that what it was?
Are correct. And she was doing a bad job at it. That is from Friends. Good for 1 point. All right, here we go. This takes us into our halfway point in this game. It is the next clip for Justine.
I humbly place before you my East Meets West turkey burger, an Asian fusion burger made with Willow Farms organic turkey, a toasted Taleggio cheese crisp, papaya chutney, black truffle aioli, and microgreens on a gluten-free brioche bun. Enjoy.
Which character is presenting that turkey burger?
Chris from Parks and Recreation.
Yes, we'll take that. Chris Traeger from Parks and Rec. That is good for a point. And that is our half point in round one. So, Tara, it's time for the scores.
Oh, boy. It is a very close round. Laura and Carrie are tied with 1 point each. Justine has two.
All right. We will get back into the audio clips. But first, a non-audio question. One each worth 2 points. There are two data points I want for each of these things. I want to know what type of food we're talking about and what show we are talking about. So here we go. Laura, it's basically a savory latte with bugs in it. Name the food, name the show. It's basically a savory latte with bugs in it. You are allowed to answer and I'll buzz you on the first or second. So give me whatever you want. If that plays into your strategy, if you're not sure, you want to narrow it down, take a shot of the food, take a shot of the show.
See, I feel like you wouldn't do Survivor or Fear Factor for something like this. So it's got to be...
I will tell you, these are all scripted.
I feel like it's going to be something animated, and I just like Ren and Stimpy.
Incorrect. Anyone guess at the type of food there? I'm going to let you know now that you got it wrong. It's The Good Place.
Oh, it can't be that like bad fountain they get in one of the iterations. It's not the clam chowder fountain. It's something else.
You're going to need an answer though.
I don't know. Something from the shrimp machine.
It was chowder. Oh, you had it. And then you didn't give it to me. No points there, but you know, take solace in the fact that you were on the right track. All right, Carrie. Well, you see, the genius of it is you soak it in ice water for an hour so it holds its shape, and then you deep fry it root side up for about 5 minutes. What are we talking about? What show was that from?
I have no idea. And we already did SpongeBob SquarePants, which was the first thing I thought of when we deep fryer. I'll say SpongeBob SquarePants.
Incorrect. This is from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Vampire Slayer. Don't forget, you still have lifelines if you want to use them. What food is being described there? What are they talking
about? All right,
about?
I'm gonna ask Sarah if she remembers this.
Good call.
You'd think that was a good call. Root side up.
Deep fry it root side up for about 5 minutes.
A bunny heart, but I just don't remember. I will guess a vampire tooth, but I don't think that's correct.
Vampire tooth is the answer provided. You gonna go with that or provide something on your own?
No, I mean, all I can think of is that episode where she works at the Double Meat Palace, but I don't remember anything about it. And what would they be? A root? All I can think of is a carrot.
They are describing, anybody know it?
I think this is that long conversation they have about the Bloomin' Onion, right?
The Bloomin' Onion, correct.
Oh,
that
right.
is correct. All right, Justine, here is your non-audio clue. You need sour cherries to make it right. And the secret is you dry the stones and then you break them with a mallet. That's where the real flavor is. You crush them up real fine, and then when you're finished, sprinkle them over the pie crust. What food? What show? And pie is not a sufficient answer.
I'm pretty sure the show is Pushing Daisies.
That's what I want.
Good guess. Good guess, though.
Now that I've heard that answer, I feel like that was a cruel gotcha, but that's the way it goes. Okay, so the show is Game of Thrones. That was spoken by a character named Hot Pie.
Sorry.
Okay. Anybody know what kind of pie we're talking about on Game of Thrones there? Kidney pie.
Oh.
That is it for the non-audio. Everybody has two audio clues left. Tara, quickly the scores. So remind everybody where they are.
Well, they have not changed. Laura and Carrie are still tied with one apiece. Justine has two. So it is still anyone's game.
All right, here we go back to it. Here is Laura's next audio clip.
But our momentary lapse of concentration allowed Charlie to get the drop on us. I spent the next 3 years in a POW camp, forced to subsist on a thin stew made of fish, vegetables, prawns, coconut milk, and four kinds of rice. I came close to madness trying to find it here in the States, but they just can't get the spices right.
Who came close to madness back here in the States? Who is describing that food journey?
That's Seymour Skinner or Armin Tanzarian.
Yes. Hey! Oh, look at that. I'm going to give her a day point.
It's an honor.
Carrie, here is your next audio clip.
5 cups chopped porcini mushrooms, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 3 pounds celery. Yeah, that's right. I got them all. Cold cucumber, corn and crab chowder, mulligatawny.
Mulligatawny.
You're through.
All right, who screaming next at the end of that clip? Who has all those food items in mind?
That's Elaine from Seinfeld talking about the soup Nazi, right?
That is correct. After she gets his ingredient list. Going back there.
Got it.
All right.
Impromptu score break. It's all tied up.
How very exciting. All right, Justine, you can get in the lead with this audio question.
The trick is to undercook the onions. Everybody is going to get to know each other in the pot. I'm serious about this stuff. I'm up the night before, pressing garlic and dicing whole tomatoes. I toast my own ancho chilies. It's probably the thing I do best.
Who is talking about that food there?
Kevin from The Office and his chili.
Yes, you are correct. There is a point there for Kevin Malone from The Office. All right, everybody's last question coming at you. Justine has a 1-point lead moving into this last question. Here is Laura's audio clip.
She made lasagna the other night. Delicious. With sweet sausage along with the beef.
sweet sausage in little pieces and a layer of basil leaves right underneath the cheese?
That's right.
What show is that discussion from?
Well, it sounds like it could be Sopranos-y, but since this is my last question, I will consult with Sarah first before answering that.
Good call.
Yes, that is The Sopranos.
Okay.
So Sopranos is your official answer?
It is.
Smart use of the lifeline there, Sopranos. Back to Carrie. Your last audio clue is this.
Yeah. I'll take a sandwich.
Great. What do you have?
You guys carry wheat bread?
We do.
Why don't you grab a couple slices of that? Now toss them and grab the seedless rye. And while you're at it, grab some pastrami. End cut. None of that lean crap.
A man with high cholesterol. Sexy. Is that it?
Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. Coleslaw.
On the side?
On the top. Lather it on.
Swiss?
Munster.
Is that it?
Well, after you shut it down and grill it, this is a hot sandwich, sweetheart, in the Reuben family.
Okay, what show is that extended conversation about sandwiches and making sandwiches from?
Ugh, I don't know. I could never get the guy's voice, but it kind of sounded like Rachel Bilson, so I'm going to guess The OC.
You are correct that that was Rachel Bilson. That is from the sandwich show extraordinaire, Chuck.
Oh, of course.
Pre-Subway. Oh, pre-Subway. This is just shitty old mom-and-pop sandwiches, not the kind of quality stuff you get at a Subway sandwich.
Got it.
All right, Justine can take round one with this clip.
Your lucky forgiveness is one of the many virtues of Death Kwon Do. So what can I get you?
The death sandwich.
To receive the death sandwich, you must first sign this waiver of death.
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
All right, I'll have that out for you in a minute. One death sandwich.
Yeah!
What TV show is that clip from in which they're talking about enjoying a delicious death sandwich?
Okay, I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but I'm going to burn my lifeline with Tara.
I believe that's a regular show.
Tara says regular show. Justine, agree or go with a different answer?
I'll go with that.
Correct. That is Mordecai and Rigby enjoying a death sandwich from the regular show. Well done. All right. That means our winner for round one is...
Valued guest.
Valued guest.
Valued guest. Congratulations, Justine. Stick around, everybody else. You still got something to do in our finals. But let's get to round number two. Guys, you know what time it still is?
Game time.
Game time.
It's still game time.
This game time is called Tube Tunes 9. If you've listened to this podcast... probably heard us play this before, possibly 8 times. If you have not, here's how it works. Dave's going to play a clip of an original song from a TV show, and you tell me the show it's from for 2 points. And normally when I make these games, here's a peek behind the curtain, I try to give the players songs that I'm pretty sure they will know, but I don't know what you all know, so for the first time ever, there are hints. You can ask for the year the show premiered and the network or platform it was on. That's all in one hint. And if you get it after that, it is worth 1 point. Get it without the hint, 2 points. And no show is in the game more than once. Let's throw it to Picky to see who's going first.
We will start with valued guest.
Okay, we're going to start with Dave, not Dave the host, followed by Lara and then Andrew. Let's go. Dave, first of all, Dave the player, where are you calling us from?
New York.
Welcome. Clip number one is for you.
Let's see.
All right, y'all, I got this riddle. Are you ready for it?
Yes!
What show is that from? And don't forget, you have lifelines.
Dave, help me out, because those voices are not familiar to me at all.
Yeah, I got burned on something like this before. I'm not saying I definitely know it, but I have a suspicion that's Taskmaster.
That could very well fit. So yeah, I'll try Taskmaster.
Taskmaster is correct for 2 points.
It was the walkie-talkie noise that tipped me off for some reason. I don't know why.
There was also the clue that, you know, the person saying this task is shit.
I didn't understand that part of it, actually. I didn't grok that. So. don't take this away from me, Tara.
Okay, sorry. Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
Both Daves. Lara, where are you calling us from?
The Texas Hill Country.
Woo. Welcome. Mm. Clip number 2 is for you.
Let's scooby tap, scooby tap. Wiggle tap and jiggle tap. And a scabadoo, a scabadoo, a scabadoo a day. The book report's so bad, you got yourself an A. Maybe B minus, probably, in my experience.
A lot of grooving to this one, I just want to note.
I'm assuming this is probably an animated show. And it's, I don't think it's one that I watch. So I'm going to need a lifeline. I don't think Sarah watches a lot of animated shows. I know how she feels about sitcoms. So I'm going to go with Dave.
All right. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I heard Linda Belcher there when she got less crazy. Yeah, so I would say that's probably from Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do
you want to go with Bob's Burgers?
Well, she was leaning that way anyway, so I assumed. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Good job, everybody. Andrew, where are you calling from?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Welcome. Clip 3 is for you.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Come here.
So I feel like I know it, and I'm worried that it's like I'm wrong because I remember my childhood wrong. but I'm gonna go with Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is right on for 2 points. Clip number 4 is back to Dave.
When you break up with Leonard Nimoy, you get a bus ticket to Sacramento and a case of bread for your memento. Why do I ever beg for Ray Street?
Oh, so that was Maya Rudolph. So it's 1 of 2. If I guess, do I still get a hint or am I out?
No double dipping here at this party.
Okay. I'm going to try and say, is it Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
It sure is.
Nice.
Good for 2. For clip 5, we are back to Lara.
Come on, be my baby tonight. Come on, be my baby tonight. I've seen the way you've treated other thugs you've been with. Come on, be my baby tonight.
What the hell is he saying?
This was worth putting it in the game for Carrie's reaction alone. I just want to say, what was that show, Lara?
So I'm going to need a lifeline. Sarah, do you know this one?
I don't. I'm sorry. Okay. I mean, it's right, like that voice is right there.
It's
we get
right
the
there.
Answer.
Can I hear it again?
Come on, be my baby tonight. Come on, be my baby tonight. I've seen the way you've treated other thugs you've been with. Come on, be my baby tonight.
What the hell is he saying?
You can't ask for a hint.
Can I get a hint?
Sure. This show premiered on MTV in the year 1992. Oh.
1992. The Real World?
It is The Real World.
Stop
God.
It.
I knew it from somewhere.
Remember
I did
David?
I think that was the somewhere.
Oh, that jackass. Yes.
That was the Seattle season, I believe.
Right. Oh, man.
Back to Andrew for clip 6.
Says tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the Wolfen Clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolf. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolf.
All right.
You could just keep playing it over and over again. That is a banger. That's Tracy Morgan on 30 Rock.
It surely is. Yeah. I was shocked that I hadn't previously used it in another two.
Yeah, games, that's surprising.
According to my records, I have not. All right, back to Dave with clip seven.
Yankee Bean. I like my Yankee Bean.
Song.
Well, there's another one in here that's even less of a song, but we'll get there.
I'll go with my hint because I am out in the woods.
Okay.
So, Sarah?
Oh, your hint? Your lifeline?
Oh, sorry.
My
lifeline. Sorry,
okay,
Sarah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to need to hear it again. Sorry.
Okay. Here we go.
Yankee Bean, I like my Yankee Bean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would guess Friends. I would ask for a hint, though, if I were you.
Definitely, yeah. Let me have the hint.
The hint is the show premiered on NBC in 1989.
It's a little, well, I think that's early for Friends, but I'll go with Friends. I got nothing else. Yeah.
Dave knows that one.
Anybody else know it?
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Elaine with her elderly boyfriend who had a stroke. She was feeding him Yankee. All right. Clip eight is for Lara.
Zoot, 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 Z-O-O-T-S-U-I-T, breach, pleat, silk lapel, guns a-blazing straight to hell. In my mind, you look so cute, wrapped up with your arms around my zoot, 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 zoot.
I have a hint.
Sure. This show premiered on Netflix in 2015.
I want to say I think you should leave, but I don't think it started that early. I'm going to go ahead and say I think you should leave.
Does anyone know it?
That Hot American Summer.
It is.
I actually knew.
First mayhem, the canon submission.
Y'all. Oh, yeah. Hell. God dang it.
All right. Let's have clip nine for Andrew, and then we'll do a score break.
I got a song for you. It goes, your friend doesn't like you, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Dad wants to fire you, woo-hoo-woo. And you hung up.
Play that again one more time. I don't even recognize any of those voices.
I got a song for you. It goes, your friend doesn't like you, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Dad wants to fire you, woo-hoo-woo. And you hung up.
All right, I'm going to lifeline Dave.
All right, this is just a guess, but I... so don't, like, take it as gospel. But I feel like I heard a little Fred Savage there, so I'm going to go with the Grinder based on your father part of it, too. So I'm going to say the Grinder.
Oh, you know. That's obscure enough. So I'll take the hint, too, to back up.
Sure. This show premiered on HBO in 2018.
So not the Grinder. Okay. 2018. Oh, that's got to be Succession.
It is Succession.
Ah, nice.
That's Roman Tonti.
Nicely done.
Dad wants to fire you was a little context clue there. Okay, that's good for 1 point. So once again, it's a very, very close game. Lara has 3. Dave has 4. Andrew has 5. Let us get back into it. Clip 10 is for Dave.
Now, everyone at home, mecca lecca hi mecca hiney ho.
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 Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That is good for 2 points. Clip 11 is for Laura.
The name's Poochie D, and I rock the telly. I'm half Joe Camel and a third Bonzarelli. I'm the kung fu hippie from Gangsta City. I'm a rapping surfer, you the fool I pity.
Oh, Poochie is one outrageous dude. He's totally in my face.
Sounds like The Simpsons.
It is The
Simpsons.
We
play it one more time?
Oh, all right.
You got it. Again, unless you just want to.
Clip 12
tard,
is...
Tard says definitive answer.
Well, she said it sounds like The Simpsons, and she was right. I just figured we were done.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay, sorry.
I like the concise.
Andrew, clip 12 is for you.
You might like rainbow colors on the canvas.
I want the points, but it's a risk. It's Muppety, but it doesn't sound like the Muppet Show. And I think it might be Muppet Babies.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
That's correct for 2 points. Oh,
nice.
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 Okay, clip 13 is for Dave.
It's over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over? It's over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over? You won, and she chose you, and she loved you, and she's gone. It's over, isn't it? Why can't I move on?
I'm gonna need a hint on that.
That show premiered on the Cartoon Network in 2013.
Didn't watch a lot. I'll just go Clone High.
I just got it. It's, what is it? Is it Steven Universe?
Yes, it's also a canon submission. Yeah. It is Steven.
Oh, that's where I knew it from.
Clip 14 is for Lara.
Low-rise jeans with a one-tooth zipper. Eyebrows thin, bronzer thicker. Whale tail peeking, ready for the weekend. And our eyes are all over you, boy. We are
dream girlfriends, cause our dads are dead. So you'll never have to meet them and get asked why you left school. Dream girlfriends, no pushback, cause our moms are overtired and hoping for the best.
I think I know it, but I'm gonna take the hint first.
This show premiered in 2021 on Peacock.
Yes, I knew it. That is Girls 5 Ever.
That is correct. Let's do clip 15 for Andrew, and then we'll do another score break before everyone's last question.
West Covina, California. In my soul, I feel a fire because I'm heading for the pride of the Inland Empire. Life's about to change. Oh my gosh. Cause I'm hopelessly, desperately in love. West Covina.
Only 2 hours from the beach. My crazy ex-girlfriend.
It is crazy ex-girlfriend. Very good. Okay, everyone has one question left. Our scores are Dave and Laura tied with 6 each. Andrew in the lead. With 9. Let's get those last 3 questions. Clip 16 is for Dave.
2, 3. I sent a bottle of sparkling apple juice to your house. Did you get it? I sent a bottle of sparkling apple juice to your house. Did you get it?
Sounds so good.
Oh, yeah. I sent a bottle of sparkling apple juice to your house. Did you get it?
Oh, remember this
I
song?
I sent a bottle of sparkling...
I have an idea, but I'm going to go with the hint because I'm not going to win anyway.
This show premiered on NBC in 1975.
Yep, Saturday Night Live.
That's correct. Laura, here is your last one, clip 17.
My parents tried to put me down just because Barnhammer bounced. They're square, the world is round, gonna throw the dice and change my town.
Toronto.
Take the hint.
This show premiered in 1988 on the CBC.
Oh, sure. Tim Hortons.
All right.
Fabulous. You betches.
Socialism.
That's what I like about Texas.
Does anyone know?
Kids in the Hall.
It is Kids in the Hall. Clip 18 is for Andrew.
Nani, nani, my nani dripped and go zoom, zoom. And Ferraris fly me around the globe, huh? Nasty by nature, treacherous in them hills. It's peace, sex, I make them pay a couple of bills. It's a stick up on the pole. Watch this bad guy lift up and drop, drop it like it's high. Give it to you good, make you rise to the top, huh? Sassy intelligence, knock them out the box. Queen shit, I'm the baddest dream bitch. Supreme chick, you wanna be seen with. Face so pretty, baby body full of curves. If he can't handle the speed, I kick him to the curb.
Now you know you wanna be with a nasty girl. Know you wanna spend time in my nasty world. Give me what I need and I'll be your nasty girl. Your nasty girl. Your nasty girl. Boom, boom.
I don't know what that is, but it's going on the workout soundtrack next. Sarah, any ideas?
None. Sorry.
Well, then I'll take a hint.
The show premiered in 2021 on ABC.
Well, I'm glad I asked because I was going to lean Empire. 2021 on ABC. With that kind of lyric?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
I'm just going to take a knee. I don't know.
Anyone?
Is it
Abbott Elementary?
Is it Queens?
It is Queens.
I'm gonna give myself a day point for that one.
Yeah.
Follow-up question: what is Queens?
It's a show on ABC with that song. You just heard.
It's basically Queens is almost exactly Girls 5 Eva, except if it was a soap opera, and it's great. Uh-huh. The music is all done by Swizz Beatz, and it is legit.
Hmm.
And that's our game.
Well done, everyone. Sorry I was no help.
Our final scores are Lara with 6, Dave with 7, Andrew is our victor with 9.
Woo! Congratulations.
Valued guest.
Valued guest.
Hey, speaking about maybe it's boring, but it turns out it's exciting. You know what time it is?
It's gay time.
It's gay time. It is round 3, time to see who our last finalists will be. We've got Darren, Steven, and Veronica here for a game called Describe It To Me. In this game, I will play you audio from the descriptive audio portion of a TV show. You name that TV show. That's all there is to it. No hints, you know it, or you don't. Let's just get right into it. Let's throw it to Piggy to see who will be going first.
We will start with valued guest.
Exciting. All right. Darren, then Steven, then Veronica. Are we ready to play Describe It To Me?
Sure.
All right. Darren, welcome. Long time Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show Game Shelf Decathlon participant. Where are you calling from today, Darren?
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, right off the battlefields.
All right. See if you can get your first point with this descriptive audio clip.
Yanking it back out, he then punches his fist through an intestinal wall and fires up the flamethrower on his gauntlet. The flames fade into the glare of Tatooine's twin suns. Our view tilts down past the wreckage of Jabba's barge to the Sarlacc pit.
What's that TV show?
That would be The Book of Boba Fett.
You are correct for one juicy point. To Steven.
The red-headed woman steps back from the sink. She dries her hands on her pants and adjusts her black top. The red-headed woman turns her head to the right. An amorphous shape glows in the bathroom door, casting its blue light against the surrounding black tiled walls. She straightens her black jacket and struts forward. The red-headed woman grips a pistol-shaped doorknob and pulls open the door. A curly-haired woman pushes past her. A blonde woman with bangs stands nearby. The red-headed woman walks out of the bathroom and into a bustling apartment.
Oh, no. I know it. Russian doll?
Yes, Russian doll, oh, correct.
Wow, what a pull. Rhyming. Well done. I was like, I love Lucy?
Well done. All right, to Veronica, here is your first descriptive audio clip.
Johnny kicks him in the face. Johnny winces.
Let's get him.
Three boys lunge at Johnny, who shoves one of them aside, punches the second, then kicks the third. The dark-haired boy rushes at him. Johnny kicks him, then sweeps the leg of the first boy and knees the third. The second boy drives him backward against a pole. As the homeless woman and Miguel look on, Johnny elbows the boy, then throws him against the hood of his car.
I will need a hint or a help from Tara?
I think that's Cobra Kai.
I will go with Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai is correct.
Thank you.
That saves the
Why
point.
Why have I not been watching these shows this way? They help Boba Fett.
Back to Darren.
Higgins walks a bulldog, holding the phone to his ear. Rebecca gazes at the army man. In his apartment, pulls cookies from the oven and packages them in a pink box.
Miss Wilson?
Rebecca stares at footage of her husband's new lover on TV.
Do it.
She sets the phone down and tosses the army man to the floor. Cut to black. Credits appear.
All right, what's that show, Darren?
Ooh. None of those names or context clues are helping me. Sarah, can I use you as a lifeline?
I wouldn't.
Well,
you can. Can I hear the clip again?
Higgins walks a bulldog, holding the phone to his ear. Rebecca gazes at the army man. In his apartment, pulls cookies from the oven and packages them in a pink box.
Miss Wilson?
Rebecca stares at footage of her husband's new lover on TV.
Do it.
She sets the phone down and tosses the army man to the floor. Cut to black. Credits appear.
Yeah, I keep thinking I have a beat on it and then something throws me off. Like, I don't know the Rebecca part. I don't know the cookies part. I don't know the army man part.
Army man and cookies. Yeah.
It's like the Cheers A-Team. I don't, yeah. On Hallmark, I just don't
All
know.
All right,
I'm
Cheers
so
A-Team and Hallmark is Sarah's guess. Darren, you want to go with that one or?
Sure, I'll go with the Cheers A-Team on Hallmark.
So close. Anybody in the gallery know that one? Laura.
Got to be Ted Lasso. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Ted Lasso.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely. Oh.
Yes, Ted that Lasso. Bastard. Very deep voice from Laura there for some reason. All right. Steven, here is your second audio clip.
She reaches into a basket beside her bed and picks up a vibrator.
There you are.
She plugs it in.
Okay.
The lights go out in her building, then on the entire block.
Oh my God.
Credits.
Now, keep in mind, we've already burned Cheers A-Team Revival Hour, whatever that was. Oh. So it's not that one.
That was my... Okay, I'm glad. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Let's try... I'm going to go with the lifeline. Tara?
That's Emily in Paris.
Do you agree, Steven?
Right. I would like to go with that.
You are correct via Tara being correct. Good for 1 point. Good use
That's
of...
Emily in Paris, she said, confidently/humiliatedly.
Veronica, your second descriptive audio clip is here.
The warriors put on beaten metal helmets that cover their eyes.
To the wall.
The leader, Baba Voss, turns to the people, his eyes pale, and walks away. In the forest, men with the whips proceed ahead of the others. They use the length of the whips to find trees and fallen logs, tap them, and move on.
I have never seen this show, but I'm going to YOLO and say Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, it stars somebody from the Game of Thrones, but it is not Game of Thrones. That was Jason Momoa in C, the show about when everybody goes blind in the world, and we still got to fight. We still got to figure out a way to fight each other. All right, back to Darren. Here is your third descriptive audio clip.
Flashbacks from the day spent with Sue intersect with erupting volcanoes. In the present, Emily throws her head back and bites her lip. Sue smiles as she watches her, then cuddles against her side.
Any idea what that is?
Can I hear it again?
You sure can.
Flashbacks from the day spent with Sue intersect with erupting volcanoes. In the present, Emily throws her head back and bites her lip. Sue smiles as she watches her, then cuddles against her side.
I again am not sure, and I know I'll kick myself, but Tara, can I use you?
Sure. That's Dickinson.
She says Dickinson. Do you agree?
I will go with that. Sure.
She's a poet, and only Tara know it. Yes, Dickinson from Apple Plus. All right, back to Steven. Here you go.
As credits roll, the view draws away, revealing the black and white image on a monitor nestled among other electronic equipment in a color environment. A hand finishes writing in a notebook, then closes it, revealing a symbol on the cover of a circle with an upside-down cross in the center. The hand picks up a remote, then static flickers over a message reading, "Please stand by."
A lot of information there. Kind of puzzling at first blush. What do you think?
It is puzzling. I'm going to go out on a limb and say WandaVision.
You are correct. It is WandaVision. Nicely done. All right. This will take us into our score break. It is for Veronica.
The tilted towers of the Golden Gate Bridge jut over the horizon as a car speeds towards Sylvie. She sprints hard past several abandoned vehicles with Eliath closing in. A decoration shaped like a pizza slice bobs on a spring atop the car. Its back door swings open and Sylvie climbs in.
Could I hear it again?
You sure can. Here we go.
The tilted towers of the Golden Gate Bridge jut over the horizon as a car speeds towards Sylvie. She sprints hard past several abandoned vehicles with Eliath closing in. A decoration shaped like a pizza slice bobs on a spring atop the car. Its back door swings open and Sylvie climbs in.
I can't keep yellowing, so, Sarah, do you know?
I mean, it could be Fear the Walking Dead. It could be The Boys. I don't think it's The Boys, so I would guess Fear the Walking Dead, but I don't know.
I will respect Sarah's guess and say Fear of the Walking Dead.
It is not. Anybody
Sorry,
know
friend.
What that could be? Lara?
That's Loki.
Loki, yes. Sylvie from Loki. Lady Loki from Loki. I said Loki a lot of times there. Okay, let's hear the scores, please, Tara. We are halfway through round three.
Once again, very, very close round. Veronica has one, Darren has two, Steven has three.
All right, let's get right back into it. This is for Darren.
A shadowy figure leaps, rolls, and lies poised beside the bed. It opens its eyes. The little boy awakens and his gaze flickers to the spot behind him. The monster rises, the moonlight silhouetting its large horns. The boy bolts upright. Sparks erupt from his torso, which pops off a metal rod. He's an animatronic.
What a twist. Darren, any idea what that show is?
A boy, things sparking. Rick and Morty?
It's not Rick and Morty. Anybody know this one? It is on Disney Plus.
Monsters at Work.
Monsters at Work. Oh. Yeah, the Monsters, Inc. Series follow-up. Okay, to Steven, here is your next descriptive audio clip.
You forgot option three.
Fish grabs a spoon. Blood spurts on the balding man as Fish gouges out her own eye. She stomps on it. With a grin, she collapses.
Any idea what that is, Steven?
Sarah? Yeah. Hi. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with
Race's lifeline because
I'll have to go with Benson.
Benson is very close but incorrect. Anybody know a TV show with a fish?
Gotham.
Gotham. Yes. Gotham.
Oh, God. That thing.
Okay. Here you go, Veronica.
The speedboat approaches. He crouches with his hands extended toward the boat. The boat pierces the side of the whale and the passengers go flying. Deep falls to the ground. Cut to black.
Whoa. I'm pretty sure I've never seen this. I am going to go with the aforementioned The Boys.
Whoa!
You are correct. It is nice. The Boys.
I was going to say,
I helped.
If you had seen it, you would
remember. Absolutely. That's what I was like. I know she hasn't seen that. All right. Nice pull. Back to Darren.
Bright lights strobe, and a DJ dances at the front of the room as Sam and Bucky look around the dance floor. Among the attractive, trendy patrons, Zemo pumps his fist to the music.
You're sure going for your MCU shows here. This is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier is correct. That is good for nice. 1 point. Back to Steven.
Blood seeps from the tape above one of his elbows. Burned flesh on her arm swells from a rip in the tape. Her eyes roll backward. Through one of their masks, the lunar surface blurs and blackens at the edges. They struggle to keep their eyes open, their blue irises stark against their blistering skin.
Sounds fun.
Oof.
I'm not even sure I can talk it through. It sounds familiar, but I don't think I know it. And I'm sure it's not Benson, so.
You should maybe just throw it out there. There's that UFO episode
right.
of Benson.
That's true. With him and the governor out in the woods.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Benson.
Terrible guess.
This is another one where if you'd seen it, you'd remember. Laura.
It's the like really sad finale of For All Mankind.
It is.
Oh my God, I actually would have gotten that. What do you know?
All right. Veronica, next clip is yours.
She cranes her neck up to kiss him. Simon gets to his feet. He undoes the fastenings of his trousers. They drop to the floor, revealing his torch behind. Simon gazes evenly at Daphne as she takes in the sight of him. Her eyebrows twitch upward. He moves back to the bed and lies on top of Daphne.
I have never seen this show, but I'm gonna guess that it's the Outlander.
That is a great guess.
It is a very good guess.
It is.
Yeah, I wish it was, because that was a really considered stab in the dark. Anybody know what that show actually is? Laura?
Yeah, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
Oh,
yes,
of course.
Bridgerton.
I thought so.
Simon.
All right, with one question left, it is time to get the score started.
Okay. It's very suspenseful. Veronica has 2 points. Darren and Steven each have 3, so it is still anyone's game.
Ooh. All right, let's get right back to it. One question apiece. Here is Darren's last descriptive audio clip.
A guy in a mask breaks the window on the door and reaches in to unlock it. He storms into the computer lab and the woman pepper sprays him. She darts out the door and sprints down a hall. The attacker writhes on the floor. Coughing and rubbing her eyes, Angela staggers back into the server room.
I'm trying to think this through. Can I hear it again?
A guy in a mask breaks the window on the door and reaches in to unlock it. He storms into the computer lab and the woman pepper sprays him. She darts out the door and sprints down a hall. The attacker writhes on the floor. Coughing and rubbing her eyes, Angela staggers back into the server room.
Well, with the name Angela, I think, is this the Gritty Who's the Boss remake?
My so-called life. Come on, man.
Masks, computer labs, servers. Anybody want to take a guess at that one?
Is it Mr. Robot?
Mr. Robot,
oh.
Yes, that is correct. Mr.
Yeah.
All right, this is Steven's last descriptive audio clip. Steven.
Bartenders from Tommy Guami's, the Pickled Cossack, and the League of Extra Horny Gentlemen run outside with syringes. More bartenders chase the guys. They run past Shots and Tots and Rye Curious Lesbian Whiskey Bar. The guys climb over a fence. They spot bartenders approaching from the other end of the street.
With joke names like that, I don't know, Community?
Yeah, good thinking. But that is, I'm going to assume, from a season well after I stopped watching, of The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, here is our last regulation clip. It is for Veronica.
Reagan smacks him in the mouth with the back of his hand, drawing blood.
Yes, Mr. President.
He continues beating Ron. Aides and Secret Service agents try to ignore it as they go about their jobs. Reagan lands a combination, then winds up for a right hook and throws a left jab instead. He wraps a telephone cord around Ron's throat. He beats him with the receiver. A male aide gives the president a handkerchief, and he wipes his hands.
That's some badassery from Reagan. Wow, the only Reagan that I remember is from Fargo, but there's no way that that's that. I'm gonna guess Rick and Morty. I don't know. Is that a thing that happens on Rick and Morty?
Probably, but that isn't what that is from. It is from a show we have mentioned already on this episode. Anybody want to guess?
Okay, is that Wet Hot American Summer?
It is a Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that terrible sideline?
That's right.
I've actually seen this.
Yep. All right, Tara, let's get the end of regulation scores.
Okay, Veronica finished with 2 points. Steven and Darren are tied with 3 points each.
Suspense.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. This is how it's going to work. I'm going to play a clip at any particular point of your choosing. Darren, Steven, you shout out the answer. Here we go. First person to shout out the correct answer wins round three.
Grabbing him by the throat, she lands a haymaker that drives him face first to the ground. He sparks his flamethrower, but she stomps his wrist into the dirt and pins him down. Reversing, he rolls on top of her. As she kicks him off, they both draw their pistols and wind up in a standoff. They both slowly turn their heads to see the kid slurping soup while watching them.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian is correct.
Oh, man.
At the end of the clip, the Mandalorian with Baby Yoda having some soup. It's adorable. All right, that means round three is in the bag, and our winner is...
Valued guest.
Valued guest.
Woo! Congratulations, Darren.
Woo!
Nice.
Well done, everybody.
All right, we have our three finalists. So you know what time it still is?
Game time.
Game time.
That last one sounded kind of annoyed, didn't it? Game time. All right, it is time for our final. It is called Fast Jams. You're going to have to identify TV themes played at very fast rates. In Fast Jams, I am going to play you a theme song. First, you're going to get a 1 second version of the theme song. If you don't get it right, a 2 second version of a theme song. If you still don't get it right, a 5 second version of the theme song. Inverse point system, 5 for the first, 2 for the second, 1 for the third crack. We have chosen, before this started, helpers from their original rounds. So if our finalist doesn't get it on the 1 second clip, we're going to play the 2 second clip. And now we're going to have two people taking a crack at it. Still going to get it wrong. The whole shebang, the whole team will guess at the third clip. Now, in addition to all the information, just to let you know how the difficulty is going to ramp up, we are going from the shortest theme songs to the longest theme songs as we progress. So the longer the theme song, the crazier it gets as I compress it down to 1 second. So it's going to get really weird towards the end.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Let's throw it to Picky to see who is going first in Fast Jams.
We will start with valued guest.
All right. That
what?
Means our order is Justine, then Andrew, then Darren. Are we ready to play Fast Jams? Justine, here is your first 1 second theme clip. Only you get to take a crack at the answer on this 1 second clip. I'll play it twice. Any idea what that show is?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty is incorrect. Here is your 2 second. You are now bringing in one of your buddies to help you answer. Any idea there?
Sounds festive.
Want to give an answer or a pass? And buzzy on time on that one. All right, everybody from round one is on your 5 second version.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is the correct answer there. All right, on to Andrew. Here is your 1 second clip just for your ears only.
Bojack Horseman.
Bojack Horseman is incorrect.
Dave, got anything?
Oh, that end. There's something there on the end that I want to know, but I can't.
I know I'm going to know it when we get 5 seconds. I just.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty. Lori, you got in.
I don't have.
I was wrong about knowing it on the 5 second clip.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna shoot myself when they say it because it's.
Wait! I think the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Crazy, crazy, does his crazy makeup for just one, just like you. He jamming on the first one plan, but you won't.
I want you, but I know
you. Yeah, I gotta say,
I want you, but I don't need.
Cheering at the end there is because that is the Key and Peele theme song going into their studio section of their show. All right, here is the 1 second clip for Darren.
I do not have it though. I don't even have a guess on this one.
All right, here is your 2 second clip.
Oh. Veronica, do you have anything?
No, not really.
5 second?
5 second, yeah. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is correct.
I was like, Magnum P.I.?
Now that we've all had one question, I'm going to let you know these are all themes from the 2010s.
Okay.
Additional information for you now that we've gotten rid of the 3 shortest themes. Here we go. It is back to Team Justine.
Pass.
2 second clip.
I think I heard a banjo in there somewhere, but
somebody sounded like female vocalists, maybe. Yeah, I don't have anything for you.
Okay, here we go. 5 second clip.
Hey girl, what you doing? Hey girl, wait on.
New girl
is correct. That is good for 1 point. Okay, we are now back to Andrew.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Dave, anything?
God, this is difficult.
This is the finals. All right, 5 second clip. Here we go.
I've never seen this show, but that sounds animated and positive, so I'm gonna say Steven Universe.
We are the crystal gems. We'll always save the day. And if you think we can, we'll always.
Nicely done. That's good for
us. I am happy to get a point for no actual knowledge.
I only know the instrumental version of that from 1 billion TikTok clips.
All right, we are to Darren's team. Here is your 1 second clip, Darren.
Well, that's worse than jazz, so I'll go with Nightman.
I like the way you're thinking. This is your 2 second clip for you and one helper.
Any thoughts, Veronica?
Keep in mind, 2010s.
Parks and Recreation, but though it did sound like it had lyrics in it, so it's probably not.
Yeah, I thought I heard lyrics, so I don't know. Give us the 5 second version.
5 second, coming at you.
Oh, could that be Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I don't think Maybe. So.
Steven, it kind of sounds like Community to me a little bit.
Oh.
I was.
Go with your gut.
That's not bad. I was thinking Big Bang Theory, actually.
Gonna need an answer.
I'm gonna go with my gut and go Big Bang Theory.
Sorry, Steven. No, it's okay.
Thank you, Steven. Sorry that I didn't go.
That's what you get for defeating me in the other round.
Come up and
you're going to give me the right answer to just show me.
So Steve is playing the long game, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Big store. That was community indeed. Yes. All right. We are back to Team Justine. Here is your 1 second clip.
I'm just going to say Game of Thrones and call it a night.
2 second clip for you and one helper.
There's that little sting at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Five. Hit me with a five. Is that Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
It is not.
I'm just a girl in love.
La 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 lovey dove.
I can't be held responsible for my actions.
She's an ingenue.
I have no underlying issues to address. I'm certifiably cute and adorably obsessed.
They say love makes you crazy, therefore you can't call her crazy. Cause when you call her crazy, you're just calling her in love.
Blam!
Wow.
That is the second season theme of the ever-changing Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Okay, let us go back to Team Andrew with your 1 second theme version for Andrew only.
You know what I'm going to guess? The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
When will you guys ever stop guessing Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? Now, because that is correct.
Well done, Andrew.
That is good for a juicy 5 points, which I believe is going to come in very handy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. That means it's time Darren to guess this 1 second clip.
Would that be Succession?
I like that guess, though.
Good guess.
Yeah, me too.
Could it be Mad Men?
Yeah, that sounds like Mad Men. Good guess. Nope. Wrong guess. But
here is your 5 second. Here's your 5 second. Any idea?
Another thing that has that sound is maybe the Dexter theme, but that's also not 2010.
Yeah.
It's
too early.
And also too late. All right. Any idea what that 5 second clip is?
Steven, you're not going to help me out here? You're not going to give me the right answer?
I unfortunately do not know it. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to throw it to Tara, see if Tara knows it.
It's the Americans.
Oh. It would follow by
is
with the same girl from the Kimmy Schmidt one. So, to bring it all together.
Oh, that's right, in the credits.
The hula hooping girl, yeah.
Tara, scores, please.
Well, after that Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt guess, it is not as close as it was. Darren has 1, Justine has 2, Andrew's in the lead with 6.
All right, here we go. But you get them 5 pointers, you know, anything could happen. Back to Team Justine.
Rick and Morty, still on the table.
Here's your 1 second clip, Justine.
That's Rick and Morty.
That is Rick and Morty. See? See? 5 points, Justine, wow, with the Rick and Morty pull. Well done. Yes. All right. Here is the 1 second theme clip for Andrew.
The Walking Dead?
2 seconds.
I didn't watch it. It sounds vaguely computery, so like Mr. Robot or Halt and Catch Fire, something like that, maybe.
Halt and Catch Fire, sure.
Here's your 5 second once more for you.
It's new. It's I've watched this show. You're dead. You're dead. You're what's the vampire one? Come on, guys, help me out. You're on my team. What we do in the shadows. That's what it is.
What we do in the shadows. Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm so helpful.
Don't sing if you want to live long.
Yes, what we do in the shadows. Good for one. All right, Darren.
I'm going to go with Succession again.
2 seconds for you and one of your helpers.
I have no idea.
I feel like I'm not going to get it, though. Give me the five seconds.
All right, 5 seconds for the whole team. Any idea on that theme? What show?
Any help, team?
No help, says Steve.
No help, says team. Yeah, I don't got it.
Don't got it? All right. I'm going to throw it to Justine because I think Justine might know it based on her other answer of Rick and Morty. It might be in her wheelhouse. Any idea?
Nah.
Right, this one stumped the room. Disney XD show,
oh,
Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Rat.
Okay, we are back to Justine.
Okay, Laura, let's do this. I got nothing.
Okay, well.
Shows are getting more and more compressed now.
What are your thoughts?
I'm trying to listen for like vocals or instrumentation or anything to grip on. Everything sounds like cartoon music at this speed.
Yeah. 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Benson.
This is it. Oh. This is life, the one you get.
Oh. I really feel the pain every time Justine misses a question. Oh. I can't love it. That is the reboot of One Day at a Time.
Oh my God.
Okay. Back to Team Andrew. Andrew, here's your 1 second.
Treme.
2 seconds.
Oh, it's something science fictiony, or you count the X-Files reboot as... Yeah,
I think it was too deep, but...
Oh, right, I've got helpers now.
Yeah, I think it was too deep for the X-Files, but I could be wrong.
Any other thoughts for science
fiction?
It
is very... Once again, I go back to... I've never seen it, but Mr. Robot is too 2010s. Was The Expanse 2010s?
Ooh, The Expanse started in the 2010s. Sure, The Expanse.
5 seconds. For your edification, that is being played at approximately 10x.
Is that, could it be the redo of, with Laura Palmer?
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
Could be.
Sure. What's the actual name of that? Because I think
it was just Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Twin Peaks?
Sure, we'll do Twin Peaks.
Anybody in the crowd know that one?
Black Mirror.
No, it is not Black Mirror.
It's Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh.
Okay.
Very different.
That's my kind of music, so.
All right. It is now Team Darren's turn. Darren, 1 second clip coming at you.
That sounds like just a bunch of noise. I don't even have a guess.
All right, 2 seconds.
Should we try for Mr. Robot?
Sure, Mr. Robot.
All right, everybody in on this one? Pretty tough one, I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna say, guys, this is the tough one.
Steven, can you help us out here?
I'm trying. That vaguely at the end, there's a little vocal sting. Did we hear it twice already?
No, we haven't heard it twice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Again?
Yep.
Something like Sense 8 or the OA?
Wow. Gonna need an answer.
I don't have an answer for you.
We'll go with the OA.
Incorrect. Anybody want to take a guess at it before I play?
I don't even remember if this show had a theme song, but is it Devs?
It is not.
Sounds like kind of
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is okay. A very sped up 1:05 theme of The Good Fight.
You're crazy for this one, Dave.
All right, let's throw it back to Tara. We are almost done. Our very exciting finals. Tara, scores, please.
Well, it's close at the top. Darren has 1 point. Andrew and Justine are tied with 7 points each.
No!
All right, here we go. Everybody has one theme left. Keep in mind, these are now the three longest themes in today's game.
I have two super duper long ones in my mind right now, so I'm curious to know if they're in there.
Start thinking about it, guys. Lock those options in, because it could be one of those. Here we go. This is for Team Justine. 1 second, just for Justine.
Succession.
2 seconds. And Laura on this one.
So you've got some synthy stuff going on there, or just something very sped up, but I think it's synthy.
Okay, one more.
All right, 5 seconds. All right, there's your 5 seconds. What do you think that is? Any guesses?
Okay.
If you've got nothing, guess something like on cable because they have longer themes.
That's a good call.
Westworld or something.
Is it Westworld?
It is not. Anybody want to take a crack at that one? I'll just play the 5 second one before I play the full one for you. Downton Abbey. No points for Downton Abbey. Andrew, here is your last theme. 1 second coming at you.
Okay, well, there's somebody, it's not instrumental. There's somebody definitely singing. I had a pre-guess, and my pre-guess was going to be Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Holy shit!
There's 2 seconds.
My God.
There's your 5 seconds. Nicely done. Wow. Really nicely All right. Team Darren, here is the last theme of the game. 1 second for Darren.
Would that be the Twin Peaks reboot?
2 seconds.
It also sounds science fiction-y with some lasers or something.
Everything is science fiction at this point. Yeah.
I mean, we thought that about The Good Fight, guys.
Our themes are all over a minute now, so we're getting compressed over 20 times. Yeah. Some of these.
Well, they used to all sound like Stephen Sondheim songs, so now we've moved on. So,
all right, guess that. 2 seconds.
Veronica, any ideas?
I don't know. Peaky Blinders does not have a long theme song.
All right, 5 second clip?
Sure, 5 second clip. That's like one of those Black MIDI songs.
All right, 5 seconds. Whole team can get a crack at this one. Let Darren know
what it might be. Veronica?
I don't know. Man in High Castle, something long.
Definitely lots of piano.
Game of Thrones, maybe?
Piano, or yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to be that.
I'm going to let you a little clue since I think our game is toast now.
Yeah.
Mathematically. Yeah. It is more knowing slow than it is fast. Whereas, I shouldn't say, it's more crazy making slow
it's
than
enervating.
It is fast.
Yes.
It's a real skip intro.
I don't have it.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. There you go.
All right. That is regulation. Tar, the scores, please.
Well, Darren finished strong with 1 point. Justine had 7, and because of that, Orange is the New Black, I guess, putting him over the top. Andrew is our winner with 12 points.
Congratulations, Andrew. Nicely done. All right, I'm going to put everybody out of their misery with the tiebreaker. Here we go. Tiebreaker, 1 second.
Game of Thrones
is correct. 5 post-game points.
Oh, man. I was waiting for the morning show because I swear to God that theme is like 3 minutes long.
Oh, it is. That's a really good one, yeah.
Wrong decade, though, right?
Oh, right. No, it started in 2019.
Oh, it started.
Well, interesting. All right, guys, that is it. So today's winner is...
Valued guest.
Valued guest. Congratulations, Andrew.
Good
and
job,
Andrew's team in the end.
Yeah.
They all came together to pull out the victory here on our Game Time special. Well, guys, that is it. On behalf of Tara Ariano.
12 is more than 7 or 1.
Sarah D. Bunting.
I am neither Rick nor Morty.
And 9 Game Time contestants. Thank you all for listening. And right now, I want to give a special thank you to Michelle and to the Brazier for helping out with this episode's Game Times. Each of you will get a extra credit of your choosing.
We're listening.
Oh, I already did that part. I'm doing this all backwards. Fix it in post.
I just want to parrot what Laura said earlier about, like, it's so much harder when you're actually playing. I have yelled invectives at so many valued guests while driving to and from work.
Yeah, you can apologize to him now if you want.
I am so sorry for everything I've ever said
really
about
sorry.
You.
Really sorry.